This podcast is brought to you by PrideNZ.com and made possible through a generous grant from Aotearoa.
So, gender identity, I identify as gender fluid. And so as a friend of mine has, I guess, given me the title or the way of describing it, boy in the streets, girl in the sheets. I guess that's just an easy way to kind of get your head around it some of the time. So when I'm generally when I'm out in public and stuff, I will be dressed how I think would be quite relatively masculine. And then I guess in private, I could be quite feminine, which not a lot of people get to see, but yeah. Sexual orientation, I always identified as a lesbian. However, I guess a lesbian is really specific, I guess, because when you say that you're a lesbian, people assume then that your gender identity is female, because a lesbian is a woman that likes women. That's what people have come to know. And so that same friend, who's very good at making these things, said, well, what about a transmasculine? Transmasculine lesbian. So I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. So, yeah, I now identify as a transmasculine.
Cool. That's awesome. I love it how people make up their own, like, words sometimes. Have you got anyone else using that term with you?
No, not yet. I don't know anyone else like that, but I'm sure there's plenty of us out there.
How did you discover the word and kind of identity behind gender fluid?
I don't really remember. I mean, originally it was just really confusing because I had thought about transitioning, so F to M transitioning, but it just didn't quite fit. I did outline training, and one of the people that came in to talk to us, they were M to F. Sorry, no, they were F to M. And they had taken T, and that, yeah, so they were living their life as a guy. And something that really struck home, I guess, was that they said the only reason they did hormone replacement therapy was so that people on the could see what they felt on the inside. And I think that would also be that would be a reason that I would do it too, and I felt that for me that wasn't the right reason. And they had said that otherwise they wouldn't have done it, and looking back now, they wouldn't have done it. I guess for a lot of trans guys, that's great that works for them. However, for me it didn't. And so I thought, okay, well, if I'm not transgender and I'm not a butch girl, that's definitely not me. If anyone knows me, they know that I have a very feminine personality. So where do I fit? And so I guess I must have looked it up online. I mean, everyone looks things up online. And I guess I must have found gender fluid. And I was like, well, that kind of fits, because sometimes I still feel quite feminine. And even though majority of the time I feel more comfortable and more masculine persona. Yeah, so it fits. It's a very broad term. Yeah.
Did you feel or still feel any pressure to transition or to take hormones from other people in the community?
No, not in the community. I find that there are quite a few young people that are quite similar to me. And I get, yeah, since there's a whole group of us, there's not a lot of pressure. Although from a lot of the older community, I've had questions like, so at what stage of your transition are you at? Or asking quite personal questions about tea, what sort of changes I've had. And I'm like, I'm not on tea, but I probably would have had a bit more facial hair by now. so they kind of expect that if you're not cisgendered, you must be transgender.
So you reckon identities like gender fluid a lot more recent or a lot more something that younger people were free to embrace?
I think so, yeah. I think you see a lot of the a lot of the younger generation going through this. You don't see many of the older generation. And
have you had any role models who are gender fluid or kind of somewhere in that, like, more in between area?
H is probably someone who I quite look up to for that. Mm. And I know a lot of people that know H, and yeah, I think they're definitely someone that's paving the path for this sort of movement.
Just tell us quickly who H is.
Okay, H is the education coordinator for Rainbow Youth, and they're absolutely awesome.
Cool. So when did you first start to become aware of, I guess, you, what was your sexual orientation probably first?
And then sexual orientation was probably... There were first kind of hints of it when I was in year 7, so year... when I was probably 10. Yeah, where there were just things that kind of happened and I overreacted to stuff and I'm like, well, that's really strange. Why did I overreact to that? It wasn't till the year after when we were at camp. Everyone has those camp stories. And I told a friend that I thought I had a crush on someone and they completely freaked. They were like, oh my gosh, it's so terrible. You can't tell anyone. Things went kind of down from there as I tried to kind of shut that part of my life out. But quickly went back up again. When I met a couple of other people, four other people, in my high school. And we started a diversity group and we kind of just had this little network. And it was good. It got better. It definitely got better.
How was coming out for you?
I think I was really lucky. Linfield College was a really, really good school for it, for me to come out, both sexuality-wise and gender-wise. Sexuality-wise, I never had a problem, and I couldn't really believe that I'd never had a problem. Mm-hmm. I think because I was so confident with it, no one really questioned it. I was just the token lesbian, I guess, that... Yeah, I was quite happy to talk in assemblies or go into classrooms and, no one ever minded. There was, the biggest thing for me, I think, was coming out to my food technology class before we started the diversity group, and I knew that if they were okay with it, everyone else would be fine with it. So one day when the teacher had left the room, me sitting alone in the corner was just like, excuse me, I was wondering, what would you guys think if I started a diversity group? Maybe I came out as lesbian first, then. Yeah, I must have been like, yeah, so, I'm a lesbian, and I was wondering what would you think if I started a diversity group? And then one of them was just like, oh, my auntie's a lesbian! And they were just so absolutely awesome about it. Mm. The gender stuff, that was a little bit harder. Luckily our uniform, they were really easygoing with that, so I wore guys' dress shoes, which I finally found in a size 6, black dress pants, my shirt and a tie, and I absolutely loved my uniform. I loved being able to wear a tie. Bathrooms, at first I just trained myself not to go during school, which wasn't always that fun, so if I was absolutely busting, I'd use the male's bathroom. I never had a problem with that. However, it was kind of, it was scary to think that someone might have a problem with it. So towards the end of my time there, I spoke to my dean, and she said that it would be perfectly fine if I used the gender-neutral staff bathrooms. I had three teachers who used male pronouns with me, which was absolutely amazing. One that actually used it in class, and I was really proud of her because the rest of the class was so confused. They were just like, oh my gosh, Miss just called her he. Why would she do that? And I'm pretty sure they thought she was just crazy, but... I guess the whole name change didn't quite come around then. I guess that was because my friends, they weren't up to it. It was too early for them. Now, most of them have come around, which is incredible. It was a bit much of a change for them. So I decided that uni would be the best time and place to do that. And all the other groups and all the other groups that I'm with, they're all on board with that now.
Cool.
Yeah.
So at school, your teachers and stuff, did you have to like go and individually talk to them about it? Or?
Yeah, I did, and they were all incredible. I've always had a good relationship with my teachers.
Mm. Cool. And go you for being able to do that. So you're at uni now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm about to start my second year at uni.
What are you studying?
I'm doing a BA in psychology and women's studies. And women's studies is soon changing to gender studies, and so I've been told that I'm going to get the choice to either stay with women's studies or move to gender studies, and I think gender studies is probably more appropriate for me.
And so how are you finding that gender stuff at uni?
It's okay, it's good. I guess it's kind of daunting with every new tutor having to, I guess, come out again to them. Mm-hmm. Whereas in high school, once everyone knew, they knew. So that's a little bit daunting, but they're generally really good with it. I guess I'm also kind of tentative about the whole the role, because we always have a role in the tutorials and labs. And so kind of like, oh my gosh, is my given name going to be there, or is my preferred name going to be there? And then in my psych class, there was another person with my given name. And you never find people with my given name. And so when they called that name out, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's my name. And so every time I was in that class, I'm like, oh my gosh, am I meant to answer? Luckily, my tutor kind of picked that up, and so she put my preferred name before, so she'd know that I'd already been called out, so it couldn't be me, which was very kind of her.
Do you think there was anything in particular about your high school, or once you'd started that group, that kind of made it easier for you, or supported you?
I think... just people knowing, like, I didn't have to hide it, I didn't have to hide who I am. We were very out there and proud. And even, like, on Cultural Day, we had our own stall with all rainbow goodies .
How have your family been?
Family's been pretty good. When I first came out, I had been quite upset, and I remember lying in bed crying, and my mum was like, what's wrong? What's going on? I'm like, I don't think I like guys. I think I might like girls. And she's like, really? That's it? That's what this is all about? Oh. That's it? And I was just like, oh, so you're not, like, mad at me or anything? And neither of my parents were mad or embarrassed or anything. I mean, Dad, he looked at the positives. At least I would keep the family name because I don't have any brothers. So. Yeah, at least one of us would keep the family name. Gender identity, I thought, would be harder for them, but they've been absolutely incredible. They don't use my preferred name or male pronouns yet. Yeah, I've decided not to introduce that to them. Mm-hmm. However, if my mum's in my queer sphere, which would be Gals, Outline, Rainbow Youth, etc., or around any of my friends, she will use preferred name and male pronouns.
That's really cool.
Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. What's behind the decision of not to, I guess, kind of make them use your preferred ones at home more?
I don't really know. I don't know what it is about it. I've kind of just gotten used to. Mm-hmm.
They're doing different.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure. But I think in time it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, clothing wise and stuff, they're absolutely fantastic. I remember going with mum for the first time buying guys' clothes from the guys' section. And I thought it was going to be like a really scary, daunting thing. And I'm like, Mom, it's time. I need to do this. And she's like, okay, cool, let's go. Yeah, or buying guys' underwear for the first time. It was so scary. And then I got them. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy about this. And now it's so normal. The only not so good thing about that is when Dad's like, oh my gosh, these underwear are so tight, they must have shrunk. Like, no, Dad, those are mine. He's like, oh, that makes sense.
That's a great story.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that's happened more than once.
So would you see yourself as a minority within the queer trans community?
Yeah, I think so. With I guess gender-wise, yeah. Although within Rainbow Youth, there are heaps of us. There are heaps of people mm-hmm. that are non-conforming to, yeah, even gender roles and gender everything, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like a minority. Yeah. So, for instance, in Gals,
what's Gals?
Oh, gay and lesbian singers. So, the queer choir. I don't feel like a minority, even though there's very few of us who are gender diverse. But everyone kind of just treats me as the kid of the group, and that's the only way I get treated differently, because I'm the youngest. So
you feel like you've got kind of a community, both a gender fluid community and a community that supports you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel generally really accepted in the queer community. The only place where I was really excited to explore, I guess when I was younger, now I'm 18, so I can kind of actually explore more of the queer community, was the lesbian community. But now I don't fully feel a part of it, which kind of sucks. But I guess I found other places to go. So Dykes on Mics, or Lesbians on Latte, just stuff like that, or even the lesbian ball. Mm. I don't know how comfortable I would feel going to those places, because I know that the lesbian community is really quite tight-knit, and I totally respect that they want to keep it women that love women. It's kind of, I don't know, a bit of a dilemma.
Mm. And you probably, I guess your gender would get misread if you did go into those kinds of spaces.
Yeah.
Which would suck.
Yeah.
What are some of the kind of biggest challenges you face being gender fluid?
I think this is quite common for gender fluid people is bathrooms.
Mm.
Especially public bathrooms. So if I walk into a woman's bathroom, then if someone's walking, I've had this a couple of times, someone's walking out, I'm walking out and they're walking in, then they'll stop, look at the sign, look at me, and then carry walking in. Yeah. And so it's like, oh, I probably made them feel rather uncomfortable. Whereas, yeah, and if I go into the guy's bathroom, it's always kind of a little bit scary. Kind of break out in a bit of a sweat. Think, oh my gosh, they're gonna know that I'm not genetically male, and what are they gonna do? I've never had any problems in the guy's bathroom though, which is quite lucky, I guess. I guess making people feel uncomfortable is one of the worst things. I was happily bouncing down Britomart stairs, and one of the people that worked there was like, "Good morning, sir." And when I get surprised or when I talk louder, obviously, my voice goes higher, and so I'm like, "Good morning," and he's like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, ma'am," and I'm like, "No, it was fine. It was a compliment. All good. just stuff like that. Where it's great that they recognize me for the gender at that point that I more identify with. However, then there's a sudden, like, oh, moment. I'm like, I'm sorry, it's okay, don't worry. Or that also comes with the hate. So Saturday night, I was walking alone just out of the gala.
What's the gala?
The Pride Gala, so the fabulous opening of Pride Month.
Okay.
And suddenly I had this guy yelling out profanities at me. And that had never happened to me before. It was clear he thought I was a gay guy, because I don't think you call a lesbian a fag.
Mm.
But, that was not fun. That's luckily the only time that's ever happened to me, but I'm sure it's going to happen more in the future, because that's just what happens, I guess, which really sucks.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the way, I guess, people in our community are represented in the media? Do you ever see that your identity is reflected in that? That might be TV, books, movies, comics, anything.
I don't know. I guess I don't really watch a lot of TV. I did, however, like Orphan Black, and I liked how they had a couple of LGBT characters. Yes, that was pretty cool to see a trans guy on it. Other than that, I don't recall seeing a lot of people that I kind of click with or think, like, yeah, that's totally how I feel, or that's totally who I am. Probably the closest in a book, again, not much of a reader, but the closest book, I don't remember the book's name or who it was by, but the whole way through, they only used gender-neutral pronouns, which was very exciting. Like, oh my gosh, they're actually using it, it's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can tell me it's not correct, because it's in a book.
What would you like to see in the media? What could be done better, do you think?
I guess representation, and at the same time, everyone is so unique, and everyone is such an individual that I think it would be hard to represent everyone in some way. Even within the trans community, everyone's so different.
What do you see as some of the biggest issues in the current trans community in New Zealand at the moment?
I think schools still need to be addressed. I think I was very lucky. However, every time I'm with a group of people and we talk about schools, I'm one of the very few that I hear that have positive stories about it. And I would really like for my story to be more common. That there are a lot more positives than negatives. And I think that's just in society as well. That people become more accepting. And I think that's a time thing, and it's a generational thing, and it's an ignorance thing that people are scared of what they don't know. And so, yeah, an education thing. But mostly, I think it'll come with time, as most things seem to.
If you could give a message to a young gender fluid person, maybe go through some things that you went through or whatever, what would it be?
Just be yourself. Go with what feels right, and don't listen to what other people say, because they don't know you. You know yourself best, and seems rather cliche, but it gets better. Yeah, the more you get to know yourself, and the more you come to understand it. Even if it doesn't make sense, and you're like, oh my gosh, what on earth is going on? Eventually it makes sense, and if it doesn't make sense, then you come to accept that and cherish that about yourself.
And what's your favourite thing about being a young transmasculine?
Transmasculine, you get used to it.
Gender fluid person in Aotearoa.
I guess that I can educate people, and that, yeah, they kind of are like, oh my gosh, what on earth is that? And it's like, you can just be yourself, and you can just make things up if you don't fit, because you don't have to fit into a shiny box. You don't really get taught that growing up, but you don't have to. You really don't have to fit into a shiny box. Just make your own.